Magic 98.
There's no manual for moms. You wing it. Sometimes you succeed. Sometimes you fail. So who is this? And what was your mom fail?
My name is Nikki. I'm from Madison. And I guess I unknowingly kept waking my daughter up in the middle of the night.
Oh, no. You don't want to do that.
Tell us your story, Nikki.
Well, I lost my phone. It was terrible. I didn't have the ringer on. I don't normally do that. I didn't even have vibrant on, so there was no way to find it. I had all of those like safety things on, so I couldn't look to find it. At first I was lost, but honestly, as it went on, it kind of got easier to not have a phone.
Mm-hmm.
Just to like have an excuse to be a homebody and not have to feel obligated to return people's calls really
right.
felt like rejuvenating, honestly.
I hear you.
Like, I wasn't so easily accessible to everybody, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I could concentrate on the most important things to me, like my family, and take some me time and doing things that made me happy. But at the same time, this weird thing started to happen. My daughter was waking up every morning at like 2:30 a.m. clockwork, like no matter what, 2:30 a.m. on the nose. Couldn't figure it out. It was kind of creepy. and she'd always been a really great sleeper until now. And every morning at 2:30, I would shuffle out of bed and head downstairs, sit on the recliner, and we fell back asleep together, which is sweet but exhausting. And,
right.
And I think I started to just get used to that time, you know, waking up at 2:30 because I was a little more awake one morning, and I went into my daughter's room and noticed a little song was playing.
A little what?
And a song was playing.
A song was
like,
playing
in her room.
Yeah, like you know, like a song that plays from like a mobile, like this faint sound. And I was like, okay, where's that coming from? Because I didn't set one. And I started looking around and listening for it, but my daughter was crying, so it took a little while, obviously.
Yeah.
But finally, I found my phone.
Oh my gosh.
It was under her mattress, and the little song that I was hearing was the alarm set for every morning at 2:30 a.m.
But why was there a 2:30 a.m. alarm set?
Right.
I think I made the mistake when I had set it for 2:30 p.m. to wake her up from her nap.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's set for a.m. instead, so it's my own fault.
And there it was under her mattress, waking her up every morning.
Yeah. Initially, I blamed her big sister for it before realizing it was probably me. But but I'm not sure. Honestly, I'm not sure it wasn't. So it went on for weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
Glad it isn't going on any longer.
Welcome to the club, Nikki. Together, we proudly fail every single day.
Magic 98.